April 27th, Psalm 46.
To the choirmaster of the sons of Korah, according to Alamoth, a song. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, though the earth gives way, though the mountains be moved into the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and foam, though the mountains tremble at its swelling. Salah. There is a river whose streams make glad the city of God, the holy habitation of the Most High. God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. God will help her when morning dawns. The nations rage, the kingdoms totter. He utters his voice. The earth melts. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. Salah. Come, behold the works of the Lord, how he has brought desolations on the earth. He makes wars cease to the end of the earth. He breaks the bow and shatters the spear. He burns the chariots with fire. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. Salah.
No Fear, Douglas Sean O'Donnell. Martin Luther based his famous hymn, A Mighty Fortress Is Our God, on Psalm 46. Have you ever had the experience of singing that song in a room of hundreds of men? I have, many times. As the room shakes with the voices of soaring tenors and booming basses, hearts are lifted heavenward in celebration of our great protector. In Psalm 46, God is described as the Lord of hosts, who is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble, or put simply, our fortress, verses 7 and 11. With that truth about God in place, it logically follows, therefore we will not fear, verse 2. Despite apocalyptic upheaval, the earth gives way, and waters roar, and the mountains tremble, we are secure because God is in control. And yet when troubles come, disaster strikes, or temptations arise, we usually trust in our own strength. We look to ourselves. Psalm 46 turns our attention upward. It raises our eyes to the city of God and to God in the midst of her, verses 4 to 5. We are called to behold the works of the Lord, verse 8. He rules the world. He is the mighty warrior, winning all wars. He will be exalted in all the earth. As Christian men, we have the victory in Jesus, who is with us always and has overcome the world. Through faith in him, we too have overcome the world. There is nothing in this world that can separate us from Christ's protective love. Tribulations, distresses, persecutions, and dangers may come our way, but they will not be the end of us. The powers of earthly rulers, cosmic forces, and even death cannot knock down our mighty fortress. Our security is set. Our victory is certain. We need not fear. We are more than conquerors through him who loved us. Romans chapter 8, verse 37.